Seriously? That's your strategy? You're literally just button mashing at this point. No, wait, I take that back. Button mashing would imply some kind of rhythm or pattern. This is just chaos. Pure, unfiltered chaos. Oh, I would take the controller from you, but I need to witness this train wreck firsthand. It's like watching a car crash in slow motion, except the car is on fire and also upside down and... Oh, wow, you're dead again. Shocking. Revolutionary. Never seen that before in the past. What, 12 times 13? I've lost count. My brain's starting protecting itself from blocking out the trauma after death number 7. And no, you can't have any of my special Japanese soda. You haven't earned snack privileges. You earn those by not completely sucking at the game, which at this rate means you'll die of dehydration. But hey... At least you'll maintain your perfect record of being absolutely terrible at everything that requires hand-eye coordination. Seriously, though, how are you this bad? We've been playing this exact game for, like, 3 months. 3 months! Most people would have improved by accident at this point. It's actually impressive how you managed to maintain this level of suckitude. It's like you're actively trying to be bad. What? Why are you looking at me like that instead of the screen? Hello? Earth to Space Cadet? You're gonna die again. Yep, there it is. 14th time. New record. Congrats. I should get you a trophy. World's most consistent failure at video games. It'll look great on your shelf. Okay, seriously. What's wrong with you tonight? You've been playing even worse than usual, which I didn't think was scientifically possible. You're all weird and distracted, like your brain is in another dimension or something. Did something happen? Did you fail another test? Oh god, did you try to cook again and burn down your kitchen? What do you mean you need to tell me something? Oh no. Oh no, this better not be you telling me you're moving away or something stupid like that, because you are. I'm gonna... Wait, why do you look so nervous? You're freaking me out here! Just spit it out already, the suspense is killing me. And unlike you in this game, I mean that figuratively. You were talking to the guys in your dorm about what? Dating stuff? Why would you? Oh god, please don't tell me this is about that girl in your leg class again. The one who totally smiled at you that one time? Because I swear, if I have to hear another delusional interpretation of basic human politeness... Wait, what? They were talking about first kisses and you've never... What? You're joking! You have to be joking. This is a prank, right? Where's the camera? You, Mr. I'm so smooth with my stupid hair that somehow looks good even though you literally just rolled out of bed. You've never kissed anyone? Oh my god, you're serious! Your face is all red! This is amazing. You're in college. You're 20 years old. You've been coming over here like every Friday for like 2 years and not once... Wait, hold on. How is that? How's that possible? Like, statistically speaking, you went to parties in freshman year. I know because you drunk texted me from like half of them with your stupid selfies and everything. You're telling me not once, not even during spin the bottle or some stupid drinking game, nothing? Not even like a middle school girlfriend, summer camp kiss, nothing? Seriously? I mean, it's not that bad, just surprising. Really, really surprising, like finding out you've never had a pizza or something. Except weirder, because you're like, you're not completely hideous or anything, you're actually kind of... What? I'm just stating facts. Objective observations. Don't look at me like that. Your face is symmetrical. That's all I'm saying. Scientifically speaking, you have a face that shouldn't repel other humans, usually. So why are you bringing this up now? Did someone make fun of you or something? Because if they did, I mean, that's stupid. Who cares what people think? Those dorm guys are idiots anyway. Half of them probably made up their stories. I guess I see why it would bother you, being the only one who hasn't. I mean, kissing isn't even that hard. It's literally just lips touching. Basic physical contact. Anyone could do it. It's not rocket science. Even someone as hopeless as you could figure it out. Hell, even I could teach you... Not that I want to. God, don't be worried about it. Don't get that look on your face. I'm just saying, Theoretically, hypothetically, in some alternate universe where I had completely lost my mind, if someone had to teach you for the good of humanity or whatever to save innocent girls from your terrible kissing in the future, it wouldn't be the worst thing. I've done stupider things. Remember when you convinced me to try a ghost pepper challenge? This would be less painful than that, probably. It would just be practice, like when I taught you how to throw a proper punch, remember? Purely educational, public service, really, you know. So you don't embarrass yourself when it actually matters, when someone you actually like. Someone who isn't me, obviously. Why are you looking at me like that? Stomp it and stop smiling. This isn't... I'm not... God, you're so annoying. Why do you even hang out with you? Don't laugh at me. I'm trying to help you, idiot. Out of the kindness of my heart, because I'm a good friend. The best friend. A friend who's willing to sacrifice her own comfort for your education. Look, I'm being serious here, okay? We've been friends for a while, right? And friends help each other out. So, if you really want, we could try it. Just quickly, just so you know what you're doing. Like a tutorial level before the real game. But there are rules. So many rules. One, this means nothing. Absolutely nothing. Zero emotional significance. Two, you don't get to be weird after it. No awkward looks, no bringing it up, no acting different. Three, we never talk about this again, ever. It gets buried in the vault of things that didn't happen. And four, if you laugh at me or tell anyone, especially those idiots in your dorm, I will literally end you. I know where you live. I know your class schedule. You cannot escape my wrath. Got it? Also, and this is important, you have to actually say yes with words out loud. I'm not just gonna steal your first kiss without permission. I'm not some weirdo who goes around kissing people without consent. That's weird and probably illegal. So, yes or no, dummy, and hurry up before I change my mind, because I'm already starting to think this is a terrible idea. Seriously, any day now. I don't have all night. Well, I do, but I'd rather spend it beating you at video games, not waiting for you to form basic words. You actually said yes. Okay, fine. Don't make it weird. Don't move weird or anything. And close your eyes. Don't stare at me while I... Actually, wait. Should I be standing or stay sitting? What's the protocol here? Why is this so complicated? God, it's just lips touching for like a second. What does it feel like I'm diffusing a bomb? Okay, just stay still and maybe turn towards me more. Yeah, like that. And God, when did you start smelling so good? Is that new cologne or something? It's really, never mind. Irrelevant. Focus. Here goes nothing. There, done it. That's it. Your first kiss. Congratulations. You're welcome. Never mention it again. You can now go forth into the world as someone who has kissed another human being. My work here is done. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Stop it. Your face is all stupid and red and you're smiling too much. It was just a kiss. A tiny, insignificant press of lips. Nothing more. It was fine. The kiss was fine. You didn't screw it up too bad. Like, your lips weren't, like, chapped or anything. And you didn't try to eat my face, which, honestly, I was worried about, given your complete lack of experience. Though, you did that thing where you kind of tilted your head the same way I did, and we almost bumped noses. Actually, you know what? That didn't even count. You moved weird at the end, and it was too fast, and you definitely need more practice. That was barely a kiss, more like a peck. A terrible, awkward peck, like you... What, you would give your grandma, except worse, because at least she expects it to be awkward. I'm not saying I want to do it again. Don't get any ideas. I'm just saying, for educational purposes, you clearly need more help than I thought. It would be irresponsible of me to send you out into the world like that, being that your only experience. Some poor girl's gonna kiss you and be like, oh, yeah, and then you'll be embarrassed, and it'll be my fault for not properly preparing you. Shut up. Don't look so hype about it. This is just practice. I'm being a good friend. The best friend. A friend who is willing to suffer to multiple terrible kisses just to help you out. Okay, this time I'll do it properly. Okay? Watch the professional handle this. And don't you dare mess it up by being weird or breathing too loud or by looking at me like that with your stupid eyes that are actually kind of nice when the light hits. I'm just trying to focus. Okay, so this time maybe put your hand here. Yeah, on my wrist is fine. Don't do it too tight. Yeah, just like that. And I'll put my hand on your shoulder for balance. Not because I've thought about this before or anything, because I haven't thought about it ever, not once. Not during all those Friday nights when you fall asleep on my couch and your stupid face looks all peaceful. I definitely don't wonder what it would be like to... Kissing! We're practicing kissing. That's all. Ready? That was... You're actually... I mean, it was adequate. You're barely an acceptable kisser. Don't let it go to your head. It was like a C+, maybe a B- if I'm being generous, which I'm not. Stop smiling at me like that. It's not like I enjoyed it or anything. It was purely educational. A learning experience. For you, not me. Didn't feel anything. My heart's not racing. That's just cardiovascular response to physical activity. Basic biology. Though you could use more practice, you know, just to be safe. Make sure you really get it down. Practice makes perfect and all. We should probably try a few more times. For consistency, scientific method, and everything. What? Don't look at me like that. I'm being helpful. Would you rather embarrass yourself with someone you actually care about? Someone who matters? Not that I don't matter. I mean, we're friends and stuff. Best friends, right? That has to count for something. Whatever. The point is, you're still terrible at this, and as your friend, I'm obligated to help. It's not like I've been thinking about this. Not like every stupid Friday where you come over, I wonder what it would be like to just... If things were different, if you saw me as more than just your tomboy friend who beats you in video games... Nothing. I said nothing. God, you make everything so complicated. This was supposed to be simple. A quick kiss to help you out, but now my stupid brain is all fuzzy and my stomach feels weird and I can't stop looking at your lips and... This is all your fault. You and your stupid confession about never kissing anyone. Now I'm all confused and stuff. My heart won't stop doing this weird thing and my face feels hot and I keep thinking about doing it again and that's not normal. That's not what friends think about. Look, I know I said this means nothing, but it's not like, God, this is hard. Why is this so hard? It's not like I haven't noticed that you're actually kind of not completely terrible to be around. And your stupid face is more than acceptable. It's actually, when you smile like that, the way you're smiling right now, it's really annoying because it makes me feel all... The truth is, maybe I've thought about it before. Kissing you, maybe more than once, maybe a lot, but only because you were always here every Friday eating my snacks and playing video games badly and making me laugh with your dumb jokes. You even show up when I'm in a bad mood and you let me vent about stuff and you remember things like how I like my pizza and why movies make me cry even though I pretend I don't. Anyone would think about it. It's proximity, basic psychology. You spend enough time with someone and your brain starts doing stupid things. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that I lay awake sometimes thinking about what it would happen if things changed. If you looked at me the way you look at those girls you think are pretty. Except maybe it does mean something. Maybe it means a lot, actually. Don't get any ideas. I still think you're an idiot. And your gaming skills are trash, and you owe me like 3 bags of chips, 2 sodas, and at least 5 movie rentals from all the stuff you borrowed and never returned. But if you wanted to, maybe we could. God, why is this so hard? You're my best friend. You're not supposed to make me feel like this. You're supposed to just be the guy who comes over and plays video games badly and makes me laugh, not the guy who makes my heart do stupid backflips when I see you smile. Not the guy I get excited to see every Friday. Not the guy I... Look, if you wanted to do this again sometime, like, not practice, but actual dating stuff, I might not completely hate it. Maybe, possibly. There's a small chance I might actually really like it, but that's besides the point. But only if you want to. I don't care either way. It's fine. Your choice. I'm totally fine with staying friends. Completely fine. So fine. The finest. Stop grinning like that. I'm trying to be serious here. This is hard for me, okay? I don't do feelings and stuff. I do trash talk and video games and throwing things at you when you're being stupid. But with you, it's different. Easier, even when you're being an idiot. Especially when you're being an idiot, actually. You made me want to do stupid romantic stuff like hold hands and go on actual dates and kiss you without needing an excuse. So, what do you say? Want to be more than friends who practice kissing on Friday nights? Want to be, I don't know, boyfriend and girlfriend? God, that sounds so weird to say out loud. And don't make a big deal out of it. If you say yes, we're not becoming one of those gross couples who are all over each other in public. We're still going to play video games and argue about stupid stuff. I'm still going to destroy our fighting games. The only difference is maybe some kissing. When I feel like, and which might be often, but that's besides the point. You're gonna say yes, right? Because if you don't, this is going to be really embarrassing and I'm going to have to kill you. And then who would I beat in video games every week? And who would I talk to about everything? Who will make me laugh even when I'm having a bad day? Okay, good. You say yes. Yeah, that's really good. Great, actually. You know what? Screw it. Come here, you idiot. Now shut up and kiss me again before I change my mind. And this time, try not to suck at it, because this one counts. This is our real first kiss as, like, more than friends. And for the record, I've wanted to do this for a really, really long time. Probably since, like, the third week you started coming over. You wore that stupid shirt with the science pun on it and you laughed at my jokes. And yeah, that took long, you oblivious idiot. But I guess that makes me an idiot too, for waiting this long to tell you. Okay, that was better. Much better. You're a quick learner, for once. You know, we could, if you wanted, we could try something else. Something more? I mean, if you're curious about sex, we could try that too. If you want, with me. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Just another thing between us to see what it's like. I trust you. And I want to. With you. We don't have to, obviously. But if you do, we could go to my room. It's quieter, more comfortable than this couch. Come on, just follow me. Okay, here, just sit on the bed with me. This is kind of scary, but in a good way. A really, really good way. Can I take your shirt off? I want to feel you. God, you're warm. Your skin is so warm. Your heart's beating so fast. Is that because of me? You can touch me too. Here. Just like that. Yes. Let's lie down, okay? Just slowly. I want to I want to feel you on top of me. Is that okay? Missionary first is simple, intimate. I want to see your face. Yes, like that. Support your way on your elbows. Good. Wow. Having you this close is different. Really different. You feel so good. So solid. Okay, just go slow. We have all the time in the world. I'm gonna help you, guide you. Just relax. There, yes. Just like that. Oh wow. Just like that. Don't rush. Yes. You feel incredible. So good. Yes, right there. Don't stop, please. Please, I'm so close. You're making me feel... Oh God, oh my God. No, you. Come on, look over me. I want to feel you. Yes, that's it. I've got you. See? Not so hard. We're really good at that. Like, really good. I guess we're not just friends who kiss anymore, huh? We're definitely something else now. And I really like this something else. Don't get a big head about it, but that was perfect. You're perfect. Now, don't move. I'm not ready for you to go yet.